The pro football season is only 3 weeks old, and already four starting quarterbacks have gone out with injuries. Other stars have been hurt, and some are out for the year. Still, commentator Frank DeFord says football retains its appeal.
It's unlikely that even most football fans appreciate what a brutal sport it truly is. The collisions are so hard that a study at Virginia Tech reveals that half of the hits to helmets recorded are at least 30 Gs, that is 30 times the force of gravity. Some hits to the head measured in excess of 130 Gs. For purposes of comparison, an impact in an automobile at even less that velocity would be considered so severe that survival would probably be assured only if the victim was wearing a seatbelt. The pain of the game is spread throughout the body. So many football players enter middle age with knees hopelessly damaged. The Hall of Fame Players Association is now aligned with the National Alzheimer's Association, for these greatest players see themselves that they run, quote, a high risk of suffering from some form of pugilistic dementia or Alzheimer's. And yet, notwithstanding these clear and present dangers, the sport as ever embraces American boys. Why just us? Do our natural martial instincts assert themselves more on behalf of our most popular game? Is it the greater technology of football that we Americans admire, or perhaps the glamour and panoply, the sexuality even, that is so much more evident in football? Or maybe much of it has to do simply with boys taking part in something that is just so palpably manly. When recently I spoke about the influence of American coaches, I received many messages passionately upbraiding me for celebrating coaches. Listeners related painful personal stories of mean, ruthless coaches, invariably football coaches. I was not surprised. If coaches are more influential here, that does not mean that some won't misuse that influence. But ironically, so many football coaches do deeply believe that the toughest sport teaches virtues. The best-selling sports book today may be the most unusual ever to be so successful. You see, it is a spiritual football book, Season of Life. Written by a good friend of mine, the Pulitzer Prize journalist Jeffrey Marks, it's the story of how an old Baltimore Colt lineman, Joe Ehrman, who is now a minister and volunteer high school football coach, uses the sport to teach, in essence, anti-football values. Our job as coaches is to love you, Ehrman tells his players. Your job as players is to love each other. Ultimately, Ehrman preaches to his players, the love you find on a football team can lead to a finer, nobler life. It was so impossibly sappy a message that Marx could find no publisher. Finally, Simon & Schuster took it on, and now it is a bestseller. And just for the record, Coach Ehrman's message of love thy teammate is not counterintuitive. His teams win championships.
Those are the comments of Frank DeFord, who is a senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.